We are on Daf Chof Zayin Omid Beis. We have a machloikes, a mayroim. Why it says in the Mishnah, Ubaacha beniskalbo beshibro potter, why we do not say, Iboile liyuni amazel, he should have looked and seen where he's going. So we had a machloikes. Rav said that speaking about Mamali Rishusarabim Kulei Chavyis, that Rishusarabim was full of Chavyis. And therefore, it was very difficult for him to walk without breaking a Chavyis. Iyuni would not help. Shmuel said it speaking about that it was dark. Rabbi Yochanan said it speaking of Bekeren Zovis. And then the Gemara brought from Rabbi Loi that Rabbi Loi said, Bechlal, there's no taine. Hochi Omer, Imri Bemarov, Mishmed Rabbi Loi, Lefi Shein Darkon, Shel Bnei Odom, Nisboinim Bedrochim. That a person bechlal is not misboinim bedrochim. There's a moira de kemeiri. The Miri explains because a person is a bal machshavis. He's always tolud nizinyonim. So it is not expected of him that he should be watching where he's walking. So memela, that is why a person is potter if he broke, he was niskal b'chavis. Let us just finish the Gemara, then we'll see Taisvis. Ava uvde b'nerdoi. Was a maise nerdoi that someone chipped over a chavis and broke a chavis. V'chiev Shmuel. And Shmuel made the niskal pay. B'pumpadise. There was a similar maise in Pumpadise. V'chiev Rabbe. And Rabbi was Machayev to pay for the Chavis. So the Gemara says, Bishlai Mishmuel Kishmaite. Shmuel says that the only time a person is potter, if it's Bafei Lashonu, so Mustama the Maise that occurred by Shmuel, that he was Machayev, it was Boira. So he saw the Chavis, and so he boil Eliyuni. Elo Rabbe Leima Kishmuel Svirale. Shmuel was also, Rabbe was also Machayev. So should I assume that Rabbe holds like Shmuel? Amara Pope Karne Da Atzri Havi the Kivin the Beshus Kaovdi Iboile Liyune Omezo. Zot Rashi. Fishing that in the Odom, a Masnissim Ahadad, Leitame Bafele, Le Bekeren Zovis, Alafilu, Boira, Potter Hanisco. He's also from Kashlach, Boila Uni, Mazel, and that in the Odom, Lisboinim Bedrochim, Vechiev Shmuel, as Hanisco, Leshalim, Vishlem Shmuel, Kishmaite, Demuki, Le Masnissim, Bafele, O Boira, Chai. The Rabbi was Machayev, Karne da Atzri, Keren Zovis Hasmuchal the Beis Habad, was a corner near the Beis Habad, the Hoyol Ubershus Kaovdi, Shmin Hogem Hoyo came, the minig was, Kshahoiso Beis Habad Malaya Bnei Odom, the Beis Habad was full of customers, Hoyu Haboyim, so the oncomers were Meshimim Kleim Beshus Harab. So there was a whole line there. So they used to put their Kelim Beshus Harab, Mamtinim Achi Yetsu Elu. So this was a situation which was known to those who lived there. So Memela, they should have realized when we're walking in this area, it is olol to have, it is olol to have chavius in there, kadim there. So memela, here they should have been careful. So here we say that if he was mazik the kadim, is mechuyif to pay. Let us see Taisvis. Amai potter iboy ilay liyuni. So the Gemara asks, why is he potter? He should have watched where he's going. Aval hach loy porich amai chayev beniskoy kshehuzak iboy ilay liyuni. The Mishnah says that if he was huzak bechovis, so the Baal HaChovitz has to pay. Now, if there's a taina iboy leiliyuni, so you should have looked where you're going. So the Baal HaChovitz should be potter on huzak also. So Taisva says, the yoisa yesh leilishmo shalayazik mishalayuzak. That means a person has to be careful to make sure it shouldn't be mazik, that's mutalolov. Then, mishala yuzak. So, there's a very interesting lotion in the Meiri. The Meiri says that if there are two people at fault, we have to figure out who's the most at fault, and he's chayiv. So we have here a very interesting combination. When you have over here that someone put a kad in a reshus haram, and the person tripped over the kad and broke it, or was huzak through the kad. So, b'emison, there is a obligation on both of these parties to be careful. There's an obligation on the person who walked under the Reshus Haram, he should be careful where he's going. It's an obligation on the Balakat. You shouldn't put your Kadim in a place where people can trip over it. So if we have these guidelines, Yoisa Yesh Leilisma Shalayazik Mishala Yuzak. So there, the obligation is on the mazik. I mean, so if he was mazik the kad, so he's mechuyif to pay. He should have been more careful where he's walking. He shouldn't be mazik anything. Kshelo yuzak, that's not, a person is not mutalolov to be so careful in this nekudah. He's not obligated in that. Fakel, the Bala Kad, who put the Kad there, should have made sure that his Kad should not be in such a mokim that it'll be mazik, the Holchim B'Shus Harab. So Memele, so in each case, we're Mechayev, even in Yesod, both are at fault. But the mazik is more at fault than the nizik. Now Tais asks another kasha. Lo yishayech kol ha-mishane u-bo-acha v'shino bo-pota. We had before, we had a member of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said that there were two poris b'shus harabim. There was a revutza. There was one pora decided to lay down in the middle of the Reshus Haram, and another pora passes by, uboato revutzo, uboato maleches berevutzo. The other one, the maleches, kicked the revutzo. So Reish Lakish held that the maleches is potter. Al Saklal of Kola Mishane Ubo Acher Vishina Bo Pota. That means that since the reason this kick came about was instigated through the Rebutze. You go lie down in the middle of Shusarabim, you have a Pora walking there, what do you think the Pora is going to do? To make a whole hillock and sibuv around you? The Pora will kick you, show you its appreciation of making yourself an obstacle in the middle of the Shusarabim. So we see if the Nizik instigated the Hezek, so the Mazik is Potter. So Faktais was the Kasher, so Lachayre, this Hezek, that the Kad was broken, it was instigated by the person who put the Kad there. So Lachayre, Taisus and the Kashe, I think Taisus, this has nothing to do with Niskal Bo Vishibra. I think Taisus is asking a Kashe that since by putting the Kad there, by making an obstacle in the Rishus HaRabim, so you're instigating the people who are walking in the Rishus HaRabim. So, afilu they broke it, bekavone they should be potter. I mean, that's the halacha of kol ha-meshane, u-bo-ache v'shina bo-pota. The maleches was mazik be-kavone. There is such a p'tur. If this hezek came about through the instigation of the nizik, so the mazik is pota. So what's the kasha i-bo-yilei liyun? You should have watched where he's going. Can he even break it? You're a meshane. You're putting down a kad in the middle of the shusaram. So Yenek can break it be a die. So Taisvi says the Gabi Odom loy omahochi. This klal of kolam mishana bo acha vishina bo pota was a klal said by Behemoth, not by Odom. So I saw on a Tereshmul, it brings down two mahalchem how to understand Taisvi, Agos Oshri and Ashita Mekabetzes. The Gos Oshri says that Odom, that is Chayiv, Bo'inis also, so we have no heter of Kol HaMashana Bo Acha V'Shina Bo, which means as follows, that the whole Ptur of Kol HaMashana means it's not the fault of the Mazik so much, it's not such a big Pshiye mitzad the mazik, because they were instigated through the nizik. So that is only by a behemoth, that only a pesheye is chayev. So memela, so we can say if the hezik was instigated by the nizik, so the behemoth is not such a pesheye. So it whittles down the pshiye of the behemoth mazik. So therefore the balabim is potter. But by an Odom is mechuyev, afil, he's not a peshe, he's chayev, bo'inus also. So memele, even though the pshia is not so big, that's right, the pshia was instigated, but the hezek came through because the nizik instigated the mazik, but since an Odom has different guidelines, he's chayev, afil, bo'inus also. So the whittling down the pshia of the mazik will not part of the mazik. That's pshat and dagos oshri. And the shita mekobetza says a different vote. Another is a bardas. That means as follows, that another can be several things. A behema, you can't expect anything more than behema. By behema, it's considered the hezek that was instigated, so there's no chiyuv. The nizik was iut hazik anavshe. Mashenkin and Odom, that's a bardas, or good, so yes, he has an appointment in 15 minutes, and this is in his way, but I'll kopon him. That alone is not a sibe to bring about the hezek. So memela, so zakashi boy leiliyuni, he had no right to break it, and then even when he fell, he's also by Lele Yuni. For Hota Omar Ni Chenveni Neire Mi Bachutz, we learned before person was walking with his gomel, and the chemveni left his ner mi bachutz, and the bal ha-gomel that was carrying pishtin, and the pishtin got caught in the ner of the bal ha-gomel, and then the bal ha-gomel burnt down the house. So, afikshutai, the bal ha-gomel is potter. Bal ha-gomel is potter. The chemveni is chayim. Loi omar iboi leili yuni. So why don't we say over there also, you should have looked, that's true, the ner was mi bachutz, but you should look where your gomel is going, and make sure that the pishton that it is carrying on it should not, be start burning. Beyeshloimer de davke bemokem alichose amrinen iboile liyudi. It's the whole Gemara's kasha is when a person is walking, he's obligated to watch where he's going. That's the kasha iboile liyudi. But I'm not mechuyev to watch where my behem is going. That means that is not on the, that means so even though my behemoth can lemaise, the pishtin can start burning from the ner mi bachutz, I'm not mechuyev to watch the mokem ahiloch of my behemoth. The Rashba says another teretz, Va'oi shamasoi shel gomel moinoi milirois neiroi shel chenveni. That means that he had a gomel and there was a big masri of pishton, so he didn't see bechlal that there's a neir mi bachutz, so there was no mirrors by, so he was able to see what's in the back of the gomel. So memele itake, so there's two ma'alchem, if there's a chiyuv take, it's mutal olav to watch the hiloch of his gomel also, or b'chol it's not mutal olav. Uktsas koshe, Nataisa says akashe, hoda omar, rove le'el, ki isloch rishus l'skuyi iloi. Taisus is asking as follows. We hear there's a machlokes, Rove and Rish Lakish. The case we had mentioned before, that there were shtei poris, and one poro became a revutza b'shus haram, and the other poro kicked it. So Rish Lakish says that the Baal Hamaleches is poter, al kolo mishane bo'ache b'shine bo poter. Rava disagrees with Reish Lakish, and Rava holds, ki yislach reshus lizguye alo. I mean, the pore is a rabutza b'shus haram, she can walk over it. That is understood. But levuti bo leslach reshusa. So that's the memra of Rava. That is the memra of Rava. That Rav said that the shinui does not deserve a kick. The behemah is a rabutza b'shus haram. Pakadi, you understand, kislach reshus lizguyel, he can walk over the rabutza. That is understood. But to kick the rabutza, that there's no Teretz, why this occurred, and that's why the Maleches, the Bala Maleches is Chai. So Taisus asks Akashe, why did Rav understand ki islach reshus lizguye Eloi? Why did Rav understand? That means it can walk, that Rav understood, the Maleches can walk over the behemoth. And between you and me, if you have a poro that's 500 pounds and it's walking over the behemoth, Kaman can assume that the behemoth, the Rebutza got genizik from this hillock. But that Rav understood. Ki yisloch rishus liskuyi aloi. That's no problem. Levuti less loch rishus. So Taisvis asks, v'amai yisloch rishus liskuyi? Or behemoth nami iboy leili yuni? Just like we say over here, a person should look where he's going. A behemoth should also look where it's going. Ki the muchach ba'apore, the sher pikeach ba'yoyim pota. Now Taisi brings a gemara. The gemara says, Amir dikezach, if a person made a bur b'shus haram, and there's a behemoth walking ba'yoyim in this b'shus haram, and it falls into the bur, the bala bur is pota. The behemoth should look where it's going. It's not in the middle of the night, there's a bear, it's a takola. By day, the behemoth has eyes, it should look where it's going, so if it fell into the bear, I'm not responsible for this hezek, as I state in the Gemara. So Tosfos is asking, we see the obligation, there's an obligation on the behemoth to watch where it's going, and if it was genizik, it's not the fault of the balabur. It's the fault of the behemoth, and you don't have to pay. So we see a behemoth is responsible where it's going. So what right does it have to walk over the rebutza? That's Tosfos kasha. Before we go further, I'd like to say over a meridike teretz from the Rashba and the Meiri. They say a beautiful teretz. And we mentioned before, the Meiri says the difference between Meiser Odom in Abahime, that in Dalkum shall b'nei Odom leis boinim bedrochim. So he explains why is in Dalkum shall leis boinim bedrochim. Because a person is a bal machshove, he's involved, he's engrossed in something else. When he's walking, he doesn't have anything better to do than to watch where he's going. And dalken shavn yadam lizboinim bedrochim. Lizboininess is another thing. He's a bal machshove, he's a torah. Meiroiv machshevoiseyem v'tirdas inyoneyem. So memele, so they're not mizboinim. Ve'ein sheir bal machshove. A sheir has nothing but to worry about. He doesn't have to be mekayem v'lechtech v'aderech, and he's not a bal machshove. So, you're right. Dalkum shel shvorim, lisboi, that's a taina, takiboi loch leyuni. Aye, so he says, so what's that in Tosfos kasha? Tosfos kasha, that, so what's isloch reshus liskuyelo? So he says, Amir de Keteret, they both say. That a behemoth, the behemoth sees the Revutze. It no way feels obligated not to walk over it. That is not in the intellect of a behemoth. And as the Rashba puts it, that's the Mazik of Regel. A behemoth sees Caleb. A behemoth does not in any way feel an obligation that when I'm walking I may break something. This achrayis isn't the behemoth sees the taka, but that's a behemoth. That is a behemoth who will not be, does not feel any way obligated, not to walk over something. I see it and I walk over it. That's the normal reaction of a behemoth. But it is the teva of a behemoth to run away from a hezek. That is the nature of a behemoth. So memele, when a behemoth is walking, it sees Caleb in front of it. There's no reason for the behemoth not to walk over the Caleb. It's not doing it to become one. It walks. It doesn't feel any responsibility to to walk around the Kalim. It doesn't have any responsibility. This Ravutza walk over the Ravutza. There's no problem with this. This is regel of a behemoth, and this should be expected. But a behemoth has a tchune to protect itself from danger. So memele, if there is a boir b'rishus harabu b'yoyim, and the behemoth is aware, and the behemoth is misbinding, it's not engrossed in its machshavas, so the behemoth has this tchune to avoid danger, and the behemoth is aware of the boir, so the bala boir is potter, yeah, the bala boir is potter, because it's not my fault, the behemoth, asher pikeach, the behemoth should have enough knowledge to protect himself and not fall into the boil. That's how the Rashbe and the Meiri Fahem for Taisvis Kashi. Taisvis somehow did not learn this Mahalach. Some Mele, so Taisvis understood, if Dalkon shall behemis lisboin and bedrochim, let's just go to the fourth Taisvus on the bottom. We'll understand how Taisvus takalain, Taisvus learned in Gans and Andush. Fi she'in dalkon shobnei odom lisbainim bedrochim. Vahod etoni sher pikeach bayoim potter. If a sher pikeach falls in taberes potter. So Taisvus says, the sher ain of lamata. Taisvus learned a different mahalach. The focus of the eyes of a sher is on the carcass it's walking by. Me boy lele, you need fame of them. A person looks straight ahead. He doesn't look down. That's the focus of the eyes. The behemoth, it seems that it's focused to look down. So it's, this doesn't learn the mahalach of machshove and it's torah b'machshavtoi and another manada behemoth. So memele, so Taisvis held, if it's dalkon lizboinen, so just like if it was genizik, there's no responsibility of the Baal HaBur to pay for the hazard because the behemoth was aware of the bur. So Taisvis held if it was mazik derech iluchai, it also was aware. Mustamich meant what Taisvis did with the kash of the Rashba with the mazik of regel could be to walk over a revutza is not the case of regel. Regel is tamazay. There's some kalim on the ground. Walk over it, but to walk over a revutza could be. This is not the teva of the behemoth. So you saw the behemoth. You should have walked around it. Since derech shall behemoth lisboinim bedrochim. So that's Taisvis kasha. The lack of the maimer, so this is a kasha, that means from Rove understood, Isloch Rishusel is Guyalo. The behemoth is entitled to walk over the Revutze, and there's no Pischen Peh, there's no time why the behemoth did this. Why is this Loch Rishusel? Havalol is Boydim Bedrochim. So Taisa says, oh, so maybe I'll say a teretz, that the case of Rav is speaking about, that this Ravutze filled up the whole Rishus Harabim. So Memela, so what should the behemoth do? The behemoth is walking, then there's a blockade on the whole Rishus Harabim, So the behemoth first aids, I see the revutza, but what should I do? I should, I don't have any other aids of what to do. So therefore, isloch reshuso lizguyelo. Beleka lameima b'mamale reshusa rabim shein yechayla laver eloderech olehom. Dimkein levute nami isloch reshuso. So then if it's memale, if it's mamalei kol harishus harabim, So then the behemoth is entitled to kick it also. That's some amelis. What does Rava say? Levuti les loch reshuso. And now the Chazanish wants to say pshat in that Gemara. The Gemara is speaking about as follows. He says, what do you mean he has reshus to kick it? He says, if the kicking is because he wants it to get up, that means you block the whole reshus harabim, so he gives it a kick, but doesn't give it a pat on the shoulder. It gives it the speaks forcefully. It gives it a kick that she get up. He says, "Einachanami." If that would be the story over there, "Einachanami." So then would that could be potter. He says the story over there was as follows: the story is that it walked gizla chesus l'sguyelo and it walked over it. And after walked over, gave it a kick. Now, why did he give it a kick? Not to get up. He gave it a kick because he was angry at it. So that's Rava says, ki yislach reshus l'sguya, to walk over it, v'shteitzach, block the whole reshus harab, but this love tap later, he did not have a right to do. That's how the Chazanish wants to emphasize Teis Viskashe. Now, the next Dibur HaMaschel of Teisviz, Rabbi Kivega wants to make a grais, so it'll be much easier to understand. That the Dibur HaMaschel is not going on Shmuel, it's going on Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi said, Ein Dalkon Shol Bnei Odom L'Isboinim Bidrochem. So Rabbi Loi said that a person is not in his boinim, so Memele was mazik something, he's not mechuyif to pay, in dark shvon is boinim bedroch. So Toise zakashe bohode pligi lekamon iniskal peshayahu iloi. Zamachloikis weiter tanoim, if a person trips, is he considered a peshayah, not a peshayah? And here, Rabbi Loi says, "In dalkan shem le'odam lisboinim bedrochem." A person doesn't look. So if a person doesn't look, so he's not a peshayah. So what's pshat here? We have machlokes tanoim niskal peshayah. So Tosfos says, "Amor de kipshat ki goin the machlokes over there is ki goin shen niskal me'atzmoi. The machlokes niskal peshayah means." His shoelaces were untied. He tripped over his shoelaces. So that's he tripped over his feet. The reason he tripped was not because of an obstacle. So then there's a machlokes. She should walk more carefully. So then the aloch is a machlokes. Could be niskal peshay. It's your fault. You should walk properly. But if the reason of tripping was because there was an obstacle in his way and he didn't notice it, that Rabbi Loi says, "And the Alkan say always b'ayin bedrachim." That's it's not a pshia mitzidoi. It's not his fault. Avol hocher sheniskal machmas michshel v'lo'i boi leiliyune. That means he's not expected to look every step where he's going to see there's an obstacle in his way. So, and then he broke the cart on the suit. So he's an honest. So he is a ptoroinus. That's why he's put. Fractoises amore de kekashe. Ba'afal gav de la'el ma'binin oinus kerotze. So what's pshat Rabbi Loi? Rabbi Loi says, it's not his fault. It's not his fault. And Dalkin Shalal is boy name. So he's an honest. Fine. But an Adam Amazik is Mechuyev. Oynes also. Va'ava Gavdelel Ma'bin in Oynes Kerotzen. Va'odam Amazik mi Petza Tachas Pot. Oynes Gomo Le'Robi Rachmon. So now Tosfos says a Moiradike Yesod, which we will see after we finish the Tosfos, the Machlokes HaRishonim, and this the Ramban is Chelek on Tosfos. But Tosfos says that what the Gemara says, that Onus is Chayev, he's not speaking about an Oynes Gomo, does not mean a real Oynes. Now Tosis is going to bring Rayas to this Yisod. Then Tosis will be Magdir what kind of an Oynis is he Chayev and what kind of an Oynis is he Potter. So Tosis says Raya number one. Dobi Rishalmi Peter Oysoi Sheyosh and Rishain Him Hizik Lesheni Abba Etzlei Lishain. The Gemara says that Atzad Ashova Sheben Shedarkon Lahazik. The Gemara, we had one Mahalach in the first Mishnah of Baba Kama that was speaking about the Odom Amazik. So the Gemara says, B'chi Odom Darkon Lahazik. So Gemara, yeah, B'yoshon. So a person is mazik while he's sleeping, it's darka lahazik. So memel of his mazik, he's chayiv to pay. So the Yerushalmi says on this Mishnah, that what a yoshon is chayiv to pay, if when he lay down, he saw there was a person sleeping on the bed, or he saw there were kelim on the bed, and he realized when he's going to go to sleep, he's olul to push off the kelim, to be mazik the person. So then the din is, he's chayiv. But what is if a person lay down, and afterwards someone put kelim on the bed, and he's turning in his sleep, and he throws off the kelim. So then the Yerushalmi says, the yoshan is potter. Frek tois, so he's an onus. But an onus is also chayiv. See, is he klo, but an onus is potter. Rabbi Rishalmi Poiter Oisoi Sheyoshan Rishin, the first one to lay down, Imizik Lishenia Be'etzloi Lisha. That's one raya that an onus is potter. V'chein Bahagoizel Basra, a second raya. Gabi Hiniach Lem Aviyem Poro She'ulo. It's speaking about a father borrowed a poro, and the children who grew up in the house were always under the impression that this was their father's porah. They never knew it's a borrowed porah. The father died, and now they're making a suda for the shloshim, for the father, so they should serve meat by the suda. See him, you're making a see him for the shloshim. So the father left over a porah, so they shechted the porah. So now we have meat. After they shechted the porah and they had the meal, that they're informed that this is the father never possessed a porah. It's a borrowed porah. It belongs to the marshal. So you have to go and pay the marshal for his porah. You shechted the marshal's porah. Hiniach lam aviyim pora shula, kisvurim shal aviyim hi, v'topchua v'ochlua. They shechted and they ate it up. So the Gemara says, mishalmim demei bosor bezoil shekein nenu. They paid demei bosor bezoil. That means the chiv over there is for the hanor that they derive. And really, they could come with a taina. I mean, if we would have known that the chiv is mashenenish. You were nene from my poor. And they said, listen, if we would have known, we never would have served steaks if we would have known that the father doesn't possess a poor. So memele, so the hanor that we derived, we never would have taken this hanor if we would have known that it's not the father's poor. We say if you could have gotten a bargain, a shlish less, you would have bought steaks for the suda. So memela, you have to pay a shlish less. So in the, you pay the value of the share minus a shlish. Al koponim, we see that there's no chiv of odom amazik. If there be a chiv of odom amazik, they have to pay the full value of the poret. If the chiv is mashen and is, so then they can tine it, that's chiv momeni gaboch, they can tine it. If they would have known, they would never have indulged in steaks. So memela, you have to, the chiv tashlumim is minus a shlish. But why aren't they mechuyim al tzodem amazik? They should pay the full price of the poret. So memela, so we see again, since they're anusim, they were unaware that the pora does not belong to the father, anonus is pota to pay als mask. Second ray. Third ray. Ub mas nisena mitna, hoyo balchovis rishin o balkoira achim, that there was walking the Rishus Harabim, a person was holding a chovis, he was walking ahead. There was a balkoira behind him. So it says the Imamad Balchovis, if the Balchovis all of a sudden stopped, made a sudden stop, Venishbara Chovis Bekoira, and the Balkoira did not notice that he stopped, the Balkoira is continuing to walk, Potter, says Potter. So why is he Potter? He didn't know he's going to stop. But Adam, when Adam is chayiv, if he's an oinus also, so he has a good teretz why he didn't stop. But he's an oinus, but oinus is also chayiv. So Tosfos brought four rayas that an oinus is Potter. Argemor in Dachnishvanu is boinu bedrochim, the Rishalmi, that if a person put kelim next to a yoshan, the yoshan is potter. Inichlam aviim poreshulo, the yoshan a potter to pay mashi ziku, and the balkoire is potter to pay if the balchovis stopped. So we see from this that Tawad says an odom is chayiv when he's an onus. Onus is loved after onus. We have to take the word onus with a grain of salt. He's a shtickle onus, not a complete onus. A complete onus is put. V'nire ledagdek, and the Taisvi says, the Odom Hamazik, the Mifta Boinis, I'm saying now you saw it, that an Odom Hamazik is Potter Boinis, Shehu Ke'ein Gneve. An Oinis, that is Kain Gneve, which is a shtikaloinis. So that is pot already by Odom Hamazik. Bidisanya Bishili Homnim. Hamavil Chovis Mimokim Lamokim Vishibro. There was someone that was transporting a Chovis, and it broke. He tripped, it broke. Rav Yehuda Omer, Shema Chinam Yishova. If he's a Shema Chinam, he should swear he wasn't a Peshaya. Noisei Socha Yishalom. If he's a Shema Socha, he has to pay. Vahashte, Midamachayev, Noisei Socha, Upoita Shema Chinam. So now we have over here that for breaking the Chovis, a Shema Socha is Machuyev to pay. Now, so why does he mechuyev to pay? And the shemechinim is potter. So you can't say that this is a pshia, the falling is a pshia, because it would be a pshia, so a shemechinim would also be chayiv. So al kolchoch, the falling is less than a pshia. It's less than a pshia. Now, if you'll say falling is an oinis, if you'll say falling is an oinis, so why is a shemechinim chayiv? Hashem Asach is Potter Anonz. So we have to say this is an Oynis Ke'en Gneve. It's an Oynis similar to Gneve, which is also a Shtikel Oynis. And Hashem Asach is Mechuyiv, just like his Mechuyiv on Gneve, so he's Mechuyiv on every Oynis Ke'en Gneve. And Hashem Achinam is Potter. So Taisa says, but Tal Shemachinam, let him be chayav als Odom Hamazik, but you're a Mazik also. So weiss the chois, an oynis ke'en gneve, Odom Hamazik is potter. V'loi mechayev mitam Odom Hamazik. V'hashim v'chayev neisi socha poyte Shemachinam. V'loi mechayev mitam Odom Hamazik, sh'ma minod, po oynis te'en gneve, Odom Hamazik potter. Umedame Rabbi Yehuda said that a niskal he tripped and he broke the chavis that Hashem achinam is poter, Hashem osocher is chayiv. Medame Rabbi Yehuda Niska legneive, so it's a noine similar to gneive, and therefore al tzotem amazik is poter. Avo Natoisu says ba'oinish shehu ke'ein aveda. Natoisu's head was measuring the dalga of oinis, an oinis that is similar to an aveda. An aveda is a greater pshia than a gneve. Shehi kroiva lepshia yoisa kedamrinen ba'ashoyu. The gneve kroiva la'oinis va'aveda kroiva lepshia. That means if we'll look at both of them, so there's a greater pshia by aveda than by gneve. Niret odam amazik chayiv. An oinis ke'ein aveda, an odam amazik will be chayiv. The efshe loimer shelo yischayiv ela bepshia. You can't say the mazik is only chayiv bepshia if the Gemara says yischayiv boinis. The Gemara says oinis, and you say the Gemara, you'll erase the Gemara and say oinis is gematria pshia. That zicha doesn't make sense. So kochach, there has to be a mos oinis and another mamazik is chayiv. So that's an oinis ke'ein aveda. Raya number one. V'chein mashmalel. Then Taisa brings a second raya. B'nofar min agag beruach she'ena mitzuye. We heard in the Gemara before, a person was sleeping on a gag, and a ruach she'ena mitzuye threw him down. So he's chayiv benezik. He's chayiv benezik. If he made a shmira for a ruach metzuyah, that's called he wasn't a peshe anymore. A ruach shein metzuyah came, he's not a pesheya. Kedemrinim b'soif abo v'chamishe. Gabi abo nichnesu tachas abaylim. That four shomrim are obligated if the share was mazik, so they're obligated. V'chayom l'sham d'meisher l'baylam, chutz m'sher mechinam, u'muki lo k'goin d'natre shmire p'chuse, he made a shmire p'chuse, the shem mechinam kosu lo'y shmirosay. V'hanach lo'y kosu shmirosay. And what is called a shmira p'chuse? Ma'is mit Rab Yude, the mu'atzaglei b'shmira p'chuse da'nidau shechel alamit beruach metzuye, v'nechel alamit b'sheine metzuye. So al kapone from the Gemara, you see over there, Hashem mechinam is mechuyev to make a door that will stand in a ruach metzuye. As long as it stands in a ruach metzuye, he did enough shmira. That he's not a peshei. A ruach she'ein a metzuya comes, that's not in the obligations of a shomer anymore. So, and here we see that if a person was lying on the roof and the ruach she'ein a metzuya threw him down, he's chayiv. So you see that odom mu'ud lo'olam ba'oinis anoinis kein aveda. So that is the Hashem Mechinim is potter. He's potter on Gneve va'aveda. A mazik is chayim and the oinis kein aveda and potter and the oinis kein Gneve. That's what Tosfos says. So therefore, by a mavel chovis, by the time Mishum dava kein aveda, So Taisvis
says two yesoides. Number one, Taisvis says Odom Hamazik, that's Chayev Ba'oines. The word Oines we have to learn with a grain of salt. And Oines means Oines Kein Aveide, and Oines Kein Gneve. Already Odom Hamazik is Potter. And then Taisi says, V'chein muchach, I'll prove it, you be peik ha-goyzeleitz. My whole yesod, that Odom ha-mazik is chayi ba'ines ke'ein, k'neve, is a ke'ein aveide, and pota ke'ein k'neve, is enough in the gemon ha-goyzeleitz. Gabi tabach umin shekilku. A person gave a shoychet, a behemet to shecht, He was mekalko b'shchitosai. He was menavel the behemoth. Laman de pota chinam. So there's one man, the yoma, that says if he wasn't getting paid, he was making the shchita for free. So, and it was mekalko, he's pota to pay. So the Gemara is akashe, mibraise, from a braise, titonim nosem behemoth letabach v'niblo, Chayev midneshu who kid noisei socho he has rehitas loshna gemore. Gemore asked, it would seem from this paraisa that he's kid noisei socho, that he, that means the poil he did not get paid. The poil he did not get paid, but he's obligated to pay for the nisnabla yode, just like a naisei soch. Then you said he's potter. Al mesalke daitach the makshe, so the makshe held. Afilu bechinam chayiv, kemoy shaymer socha, shechayiv al aveide. Umishani aim of inesha who naisei socha, lafikach bescha chayiv, Kenaisei socha means kasheru naisei socha. Chinam pota dave kein gneve. So there's a shakla v'talya in the Gemara if a taboch is chayiv for being menabel a behemah, does he have a din of a shemer socha even though he's doing it for free? Or only a shemer socha is chayiv and a shemer chinam is potter. So Tosfos says the shakla v'taya in the Gemara is if a kilkul b'shas shchita is similar to an einis kein aveda, to einis kein gneve. If an einis kein aveda, so then he's chayiv, it's einis kein gneve, he's potter. So this is shitas ha-Tosfos. I'd like to mention the Ramban in Bob Metzia Daf Pei Beis is vehemently chaylik on Tosfos. He says, Adam is chayiv ba'oynis. Oynis means all onsem is chayiv. And he says, he says two rayas. He says one raya. He says, that what it says, that an Adam is chayiv if he fell beruach she'ena mitzuya. So he says, ruach v'nofal minagag beruach she'ena mitzuya, the Gemara did not give us the directions, how ena mitzuya, the guidelines, how ena mitzuya this was. Ena mitzuya Kailo afilu ka'oiso shel Elio. Elio is ola b'sayro. So that was a hurricane. The Gemara doesn't give us ein mitzuya. The sky's the limit. And if it says he's chayim, shohu min ha'oinsim ha'gdoilim sheba'olam, there was a hurricane came, and who had chalim that is going to happen, threw him off the roof, he's chayim. He says that's an ein is goma. Fine. He has another raya that a nain is gomer is chay. He said, we learned in the Gemara, a person was a hoya evin besoy chaykoi, veloy hikirbo. He did not know he has an, he didn't know he had an evin. And he stood up, and boom, the evin falls, and smazik someone, he's chay. He said, that's also called a nain is gomer. So he holds, aloche, odom is chay by nain is gomer. Now, what's the problem? Tosfos brought a multitude of rayas that he had a Yerushalmi that Agimor in Dakele Shalodim Lizbeinim Bedrochim. He's so Tosfos says it's a Dakele Lizbeinim. So he's an onus, but an onus is also high. So the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says someone's sleeping and I put Kalem next to him. So he's potter to pay. So on these two kashes, the Ramban says, the reason he's potter, not because he's an einis, because the other one was a pesheya for doing it. You put your card in the Rishus Rab. We mentioned before the Meiri. If you have two people doing wrong, that's right. He should have been more careful how he looked in Dalke, and the other one should be careful where he puts his thing. So then we're Shoikel, who's more at fault? And the one who's more at fault is Mechuyev to either to suffer or to pay. So Memele, so that's Pshat. He says, you see someone sleeping, and you put your Kalim next to him. God, he doesn't have a Ptur on this. But it's your fault. You can't complain. Who told you to put your Kali there? So we consider that you're the cause of the Hezek. You put your card in the Rishus HaRabim, which when you know that people are not Mizbainin, so you're a Peshe in the Hezek. That's what he says in this Nakuda. That what Taisus brought a Raya from Hamavir Chavis Mimokim Lamoke, or from a Tabach Umen Shekilko, Ramban says, Amulya de Kezach. Ein bo umen, hatoye bimbalachtoi mishum mazik. That means, if a person was given over from the owner, his chavis, or he's given over a behemoth, this Bechlau does not go in the Parsha of Mazik. The Parsha of Mazik is Makibayme Yishalmeno, Chiyirivon Anoshim. The Parsha of Mazik is a person goes and is Mazik someone else. But if it was put into my Rishus, and I have an obligation to take care of it, fine, so that's my obligation. So I'm a Shemachinim. You have to know how large my obligations are, but that is not called, if you give it to me, you tell me I should take care of it. So now the shas, I'm not called an afilu, I was a little careless, but this does not fall into the parasha of mazik. Mazik petza tachas potter was speaking about that one was mazik someone else. So afilu was an eye, but he went in someone else's rishus, but if it was given over to him from the owner and he was not so careful in how he did what he was supposed to do. That does not fall to the parasha of Mazik. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Now let us see. Now we'll have a new Gemara, a new sugya. Shalach le Rav Chisda le Rav Nachman. Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman a shayla. Rav Nachman was a dying, was Boki Bedinim, so he asked them guidelines in Tashlumei Boishes. There are different pu'ulas that one can do to someone else, which cause different amount of embarrassment. So Rav Chisda said like this, these guidelines I know, I want to ask you a new thing. If a person went and pushed someone with his knee, which is a degrading action, so you have to give shalish sloim, alzboishes. We have a standard amount in shalish sloim. If he kicks him with his foot, that's more degrading. That's chomish. That's talking about he took a saddle of a donkey and gave him a whack with the saddle, which is more degrading. Shloish esrei. So there's a din. These are the standard laws of boishes. This you pay 13 sloim for the boishes. That I know. But I have now a new shayla. I want to know guidelines for this new shayla. What lepanda de mora, the handle of a shovel, or lekofina de mora, or the shovel alone, the iron part of the shovel that the handle fits in? My, what's the din? Someone gives someone a smack with a shovel, the iron part, the handle. What are the going rates? What's the boishes? You wanted to know from Rav Nachman, what's the shia boishes on this? There's a
there was a minigadayonim ligvois, they had certain rates. What is the rate of such a boishes? Shalach lei, so Rav Nachman didn't answer him, he didn't tell him any rates. Shalach lei, so he sent back to him, chizde knosa kamagvis bebovel. I don't understand you. What's your shaila? You dan dine knosas bebovel? So we have here, so Rashi says boishes is a knas. So memele in bovel there's no smuchim. So if there's no smuchim, you cannot be done dine knosas. We had this in the first parashah also. That the palganiske knosas, so you're not goyve bebovel. So memele, he didn't want to answer his shaila. He says, I don't understand. What is it negeya you? It's knosa. Then he asked him, Emily Gufadov de Hechab. Tell me what the story was. So there's a Moira de Gerajbe. Now, what does this come in? Like it's very modern. The Shaila is not Shaila, but tell me what happened. I mean, that's not Pshat and Rav Nachman over here. So there's a Moira de Gerajbe. So the Rajbe says that really he doesn't understand Rav Nachman. What do you mean, Knosa Kamavis Magvis Vibovo? We learned in the first Perek that if you taif it, Tvisa helps by Knas. Tvisa helps by Knas. So maybe this guy chapped 100 sloim, and now the shail is he entitled to 100 sloim? He's not entitled. So Memele, maybe that's the case, or maybe Taket's Knosa Kamagvis Vibovo. So he told them, the way you're asking the Shaila, it seems Knosa Kamagvis Babovo. So Mamela, so there's nothing what to talk about. But tell me what the Maisa was. Maybe it's Negea Filim Bovolo. Also, maybe the way he was typhus, it's Mamela, that it is Negea to know what the Shir is. Shalach Lei, so he sent him back. I'll tell you what the Maisa was. Tahu Gagusa de Beitrei. It was a boyer that was owned by two shutfim. And the shutfis was the chol yayme, the boyer full of water. It wasn't running water. It was a boyer that they stored water in the boyer. The chol yayme avadoli chad minayu. Each day was shutfim, so each day one has a right to be shoyev mayim from the boyer. Also chad. Now, one fine day, so the one shutif comes, kodoli b'yoyme b'loy dilei, he goes to the bur and he starts showing what, today's not his day, he was showing yesterday already. Omalei, so the other shutif comes, he sees this, yoyme didiyo, what are you shipping water? I mean, it's my day. Layashkech bay. He didn't listen, he's continuing to ship, so he ignored him. No, if sometimes action speaks louder than words, so memele shokel pandit demore, so he went and took a handle of a shovel, machye, he gave him a zetz, and he got very embarrassed, it seems, and that was the story. Oh, so memele, so he wants to know, that was the story. Omalei, meya, so that's what it said, The Mordik says that between you and me, the one who was Shoyev was a Gaslon. He stole the water. He had no right to take the water. Fine. The other guy embarrassed him. So he tined it, the Gaslon tined it, Fakel. I stole from you $100. But you owe me $100 from the Baishis. So I was safe with the money. I'm not going to pay you. Finished. Aleidik. The embarrassment that you gave me. So Fakert was taka shaila of Baishis with a tvisa. Fakert. I'm not paying you. I took it. You owe me $100. I chapped it. That's called a tvisa that, you're $100. I used your $100. So finished.
So now he asked him the Shaila. So now he asked him the Shaila. Does he owe Mancha Talis? Doesn't he owe Mancha Talis? That was the Shaila. Omalei. So he told him, you're playing a Shaila. This Mechutzah is tithing a boishish, your money for the boishish. Meya pandi be panda lamachi, she give him 100 klep. You owe him boishish. Anachta kitok. He had a right to do whatever he did to stop him from stealing. Now Rav Nachman explained. There's a machloikis between myself and Rav Yehuda. If Ovid inish tino lenafshe, which we're going into this sugya, the person who knows that he's right, can he take the law in his own hands? And if the law involves enforcement, he'll enforce the law also, if he knows he's right. Or is there halacha law, this law officer, there's a bezdin. One is not permitted to take the law in his hands, if he knows that he's right. So memela, so there's a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda in the Shaila. So he told them, Amalei, but in this case, the first shutef who saw him stealing the water, he had a right to hit him 100 times, and he's entitled to do whatever he did. Even according to Mandiyoma that says one is not permitted to take the law in your own hands, if he won't take the law in his hands, he'll be losing money, then less mandapolik. It's mainly, I should lose money. If I know I'm right, I can, everyone agrees you can take the law in your hands. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Rei amru le kuvu sholish. Mine gadu yonim ligvois min aboyit es chaveri bal kuvosi shoboyit. If a person kicks with his knee, gimel sloim, leboishis. Vishigdei leboishis makas ha kuvu mitrifes hayat. This is a greater embarrassment than pushing with your hands. Pushing with the knee is a more degrading pula. Lebita berego is more. If he give it, that's what the saddle must come with. Other things also involved. The pound of the mora beishyat shall push you the handle of a shovel. Kufina barzalat meitzel aneke. So Rashi says boishes knasu. The pound of a kafina, tell me what the story was. Gargusa boir mayim b'chunosim lahashkeis sodais. There was a boir of standing water, not running water, and it was used to irrigate the fields. Meya pam de kufa koisei le la koisei shrei goz le meimev. He's stealing his water. The pound dahin the beishyat. So, lay Ovid in the field, lay Ovid in the Lenavshe, I feel according to Rav Yehuda that holds. I feel the dynamics, even though he knows it's true, layasu, who lats, may a person has no right to take the law into his own hands, he should go to Bezdin, but if by going to Bezdin, he'll have a financial loss, he also labaydine, I'm going to go to Bezin, and he's going to take, who knows how much he's going to take. I can't leave him here. And he's taking. See, after this is B'mokim said. Rashi says the second shot. This person, the shutev, is helping himself. He'll use out all the water. And there's not what to pay him, the kamafsid. So the Bichas Avrom says, what does that mean? There's not what to pay. Because if he's going to use all the water, so my fields are going to dry up. And he won't have to pay for my fields. That's a grommet. I mean, he took the water, he'll pay for the water. But that what it brought about that my fields are dried up, that's a gomel bipota. So if I don't take the law into my hands now, I'm going to have a gavaldic absent. Ki ay gavna ovidin ishtina lenapsh. Then there's ovidin ishtina lenapsh. Let us see. Taisvis, aray omru lirkuva shloisha. Yesh meforshim di shiurim the la'oni shabi Yisrael koma. This is the most minute shiur that afilo anoni shabi Yisrael. There are such rates. Avol acherem, but if you have someone more mechubedit, akel aviyam avayisham is bayish, then the rates go up. No, these rates are for a godl shabi Yisrael. The medidas nam ba'achoyvel, sotroy, if he gives them a slap, noiseloy mesayim zuz, mukilo le godl shabi Yisrael. Sirem achloikis, who these rates were set for. Knosso kamagvis bebobel, so Taisvis is chaylik an Rashi. Lav knosso, boishis is not a knas. I mean, it's a mugadik Rashi, it's pilei ploim de Rashi. And it comes that boishis is a knas, it'll be moide be boishis, it'll be potter. I mean, there's a gewaldik an afkeminis. Taisvis says it's not a knas, elodin knosso hu. Boishes has the halachas of knas. Kedamrinem ba'achoyvul, the milse, the lesbei, chesor, and kis, le'yavdin, and shlichusai. The Gemara says in Achoyvul, that b'emison, all dinei toires, have to be done through smuchim. It says, alakim, it says that you need dayonim smuchim to paskin. So, since in Babel there was no smiche, so they were mi'ikar adin, unable to paskin anything, could not smuchim. But there's a concept of a shlichusayu kovdinu, that the dayonim in Babel are shluchim of the dayonim of Eretz Yisrael, or the shluchim of the dayonim of the previous dayonim, and they made them shluchim to be done dine moment or other halachas. But there are certain cases that they made them shluchim, and certain cases which they did not give, empower them with shlichas to paskin dine toiras. So the Gemara says, milsa de lespei chesorin kis, if there's no hefsed moment, so they did not empower them to paskin the shilas. So knas is the no chesaron moment, because knas is only a punishment. It's not paying for damages. And boishes, which is not a knas, but there's also no chesaron moment. There's no financial loss. There's an emotional pain that Yenna suffered, but it's not a financial loss. So that is a din of knas. And on that we say that there's no din shlichusayu to pass against such shyness.